Hey everyone, welcome back to the M3s podcast. My name is Thomas. I'm here with Andres, and today we're going to be talking about Bad Times at the El Royale by Drew Goddard. I'm butchering his name. I even looked up how to say it, and I just can't even do it, which is awesome. we're just going to go talk about the movie, what we like, what we didn't like and stuff, and just kind of judge it by what it was, which was a great film off the bat. Like, I can just say that confidently. And immediately off the start, like, one of my things that I noticed was, like, that the set was, like, super well done. And Andres told me that, like, they built the whole thing pretty much.
Yeah.
You're, like, you're saying, like, there was, like, probably, like, a green screen somewhere, like, around the whole thing. But, like, you could tell, like, that, like, they built the whole thing. And spoilers, like, ahead, he just, like, destroy the whole bitch. Like, I wonder.
they burn it.
Yeah, like, how does that play out when it comes to, like, movies? Like, because, you know, they have to record all of it. So, like.
Yeah, I guess it's the last thing you do.
Yeah, so, right. So, do it, you record it last? Because, yeah, like, they burn the whole, like, they. I guess you didn't watch the whole thing burn. You just watched, like, the.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just, like, controlled, fire. Like, fire. You know what I mean?
Like, they just that or they actually burn it? Yeah, that'd be fire.
But no, I'm pretty sure it's just a mix of CG. I guess, yeah, because
we didn't see the whole building burn down, you know, so.
You assume it does because, you know, it's like that's how they hide the evidence.
It's
supposed
to. And then it's like I also think that like the reason that like because I was thinking in my head, I was like, how are they going to get away with all this money? And like, like 15 people dead or something like that, like a shit ton of people dead. But it has to do with like the 10. Whole thing burning. And also that like because the owners are not going to do shit because they were doing naughty shit. And the FBI is not going to do shit because they also sent someone there to do naughty shit. So, like, everyone who would give a fuck about this can't do anything. And that's what I was thinking. That's like, I don't know if they thought about it that much when, like, kind of developing the movies. But I don't know they do. They do movies forever to build. But, like,
you know, like, this movie doesn't get enough credit. It just kind of got, like, I don't know, I guess, like, put in the sunken place, you know? Nobody ever talks about it. But, like, I do think it's, like, well-written like that, you know? Like, everything 100%. Is, like. Like, I just think it's crazy that somebody can, like, think of, like, can, like,
yeah,
like, and, like, God think damn, of, like, everything is, like, written out, like, precisely, bro.
Yeah, the minor details, the screenwriting and all that thing is great. Because, like,
crazy.
It all comes together in the end. And I think my favorite part of it coming together at the end is, like, Jeff Bridges' character. He's an old man, escaped from prison. And, well, not escaped from prison.
No, he was on parole.
He was on parole. He got let out of prison after serving 10 years. And, like, in prison, he finds out that he's getting dementia, you know, and it was like the classic, like,
that shit's sad as
it
fuck.
It was so
bro.
Sad, bro. Dude. I'm like, damn. And he's like, you're finding out this whole thing while they're like being tied up by Crin Central characters, just like interrogating them. Oh, no, this is when they're in the car with Cynthia Erivo. Yeah. Shout out to her. She's like,
she really kills it, bro.
She was like the best part. Her and Jeff Bridges were like the best part about the movie. Like, actually, like,
you want them to survive and they survive.
And they do. I was like, damn. I was like, honestly, I was more expecting like everyone's gonna die. You know?
Yeah, no, that's what I thought. I was like, all right. I thought Cynthia Erivo, she was like the only one not like pretty much lying.
Yeah, she was the only one that like they made her character definitely like, oh, like this is like the one character kind of like you expect to survive. But even then, I was like, damn, everyone's just gonna die. Or that, or like Jeff Bridges is gonna sack himself.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Too for her, but you find out that like you know he was in jail for a long time for like this money that he stole, and that's why he's at the El Royale to get back some money that he stole with his brother. Shout out to
Nick Offerman.
Yeah, the dude from.
Yeah, I was like Thomas Crockett. I did not. Yeah. I don't know why I seen this movie like 3 times, and I just like. Well, 4 now, but, like, I just never put it together, I guess.
Yeah, you
know?
He's literally, like, at the beginning, I was like, is that the dude from Parks and Rec?
100%, dude.
I was like immediately at the beginning, because I forgot, he's, like, the first thing you see in the movie. Like, he's the first thing that you, like,
shown
where he, like, he hides the money. He checks in the hotel.
He deconstructs the burger.
Yeah, he deconstructs the fucking burger, aka the hotel room, and he hides the money. And then later you find out that he's Jeff Bridges' younger brother, and they were, like, heisting shit in the 50s, because present time's, like, the 60s.
Yeah.
And then that's why Jeff Bridges went to jail. He took the fall, went to jail, and then you see fucking Nick Offerman's character die. I think his name was Felix in the movie.
Yeah.
You see him die, like, immediately at the beginning. You don't even know who killed him.
Yeah, he just gets blown away.
He just gets fucking killed. But, like, the money, you know, no one ever finds out who, what happened. I guess they didn't find the money because they didn't expect him to have it hiding there.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that, you know, they said they planned for this.
Yeah. The failsafe.
Yeah,
they planned for this. And it failed horribly.
Anyone you can trust is your brother.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out. And then, like...
That must suck, bro. He literally, his brother got killed and he got caught.
Yeah, and he got sentenced for 10. And then in jail, he finds out that he's fucking getting dementia. Dude, and he's just cooked. Like, oh my God.
Dude, it's so sad, bro.
At the end, he's like, did I tell you my real name? Like, dude, he couldn't even remember his real name, bro.
Dude,
he
he's so good, bro. Such a good actor, like, dude. It's
oh my
crazy.
God, it was so
You see the
good.
Pain in his dick.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Like,
oh my God.
He couldn't even remember his real name. He only knew, like, his fake pastor name. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. He was just, like, going day by day. And, like, even in jail, he just, like, wakes up screaming. He's like, where am
I? Yeah, like, the celly, too. He was just like, yo, bro, you're good, you know?
He's like
you've been here.
Like, same place you've been for the last 10 fucking years, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy. Even the doctor's just like, doesn't even, like, he's like, yeah, bro, you know, it's fucked up.
Yeah,
bro.
Like, you're cut. Like,
he's like, how long do I have? He's like, I guess, like, the 6 months until your parole, you know, like, you're pretty much.
He's like, yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah, you'll get there. It's just fucking sad, you know?
Yeah, it was sadder than shit. You know, it's just like...
I think him and Miles are, like, my favorite, like...
Yeah.
Like, background.
Shout out to the Sentry.
The Sentry. Dude, he's so good.
He's really good, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I've seen him in some other, like, war movie, which is kind of, like, a reference to this when he's in Vietnam. But I swear I've seen him in, like, some other, like, movie where he plays, like, kind of, like, a fucked up, like, army person or...
What do you think when you get the... last little cutaway, like, at the end, like, when it shows his story.
Oh, that's like, it was so high, bro, because it's like, it's just like, he's literally the sleeper agent, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's literally the sleeper agent. He's like, he's just secretly, like, this, like, dude who was, like, 123 confirmed kills or some crazy shit like that. Like, that's insane. And classic, the Vietnam War, where we went over there just to lose.
Yeah.
Goated. Shout out, Vietnam 1, America 0. Goated ass. It's just so funny to me that, like, we're watching this movie now and, like, Miles's character is, like, this, like, clearly, like, disturbed man, you know? Like, you find out early in the movie that he's, like, he works for the shitty ass hotel that spies on people, and he has a shitty job, and then, like, to make up for, like, he just feels bad because I'm assuming he has, like, every form of, like, military impairment that they get from, like, serving, you know? And, like, he just, like, does heroin to make, like, to...
Yeah,
it's
he just,
classic
like,
escapism,
just gets
slumped, bro.
Yeah.
It's, like, the classic escapism.
And that's, like the thing. They all got addicted to shit like that over there, too.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what
like,
I mean?
So because they grow that shit over there. Like, that's all they do. They just grow because it's like a jungle, you know? So you can grow shit easy over there. So, you know, and like, every drug, if you don't know, like, down to its, like, its base form, it's a plant. It's some sort of plant it derives from.
Yeah.
So it's, like... It's the classic escapism.
Something's
where,
off
like,
about him.
Yeah,
know?
Like immediately when you
but
first
like
meet his character.
He's like the fucking zombie.
He's
just
getting
he's slumped
like,
in the back.
Yeah, he's like, they're like trying to get it. When they all get there originally, like they're all just like trying to get his attention to come help them. And he's just like fucking slumped. And then you don't find, like it takes him forever to get him. And then you find out till later that he's just fucking, when John, what's his name?
John Hamm.
John Hamm's character knocks, like goes and tries to investigate shit of why there's a million wiretaps in his room. You find out that he's just, like, doing fucking heroin in the back.
He's zonked the fuck out.
Zonked the fuck out. I was like, oh, that's fucking goated. And I was like, damn, bro, why is this dude so fucking disturbed, you know? And that's you find that in the end. And I think the sequencing, and this all, like, kind of leads back to the writing, where, like, I think the sequencing is so well thought out and put. Because, like, you don't find out
crazy.
His story literally till the fucking end when everyone's, like, at the mercy of Chris Hemsworth's character. Like, literally, you don't find out that, like, this is like a retired military man. Like, oh, this is even after they start fighting. It's like after he already, Chris Hemsworth's character killed the 50 Shades of Grey girl. 50 Shades of Grey girl.
Dakota Johnson.
Like, yeah, Dakota Johnson. Like, you don't find this out until, like, because he's like, I don't want to kill anymore, you know, to Cynthia Erivo.
He's like, it's all right, my guy.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to be okay. Like,
it's okay, you know, and shout out to it's just like, you don't have the classic, you don't have to do it.
Yeah,
activates.
Yeah, he's
like,
all
right.
Cynthia Erivo played like the best character, and it's like next to Jeff Bridges, 100% she killed it. And like, and she's just like, she's kind of used to being at the mercy of like powerful men, you know, especially being like a black woman, especially in the '60s. Like, background, yeah. Like, and especially like a black woman trying to make it, you know, out the literally like trying to make it something of herself. Especially something in like the '60s, racism is still a thing, you know, but like,
yeah,
it's definitely better than it was in the fucking '60s. And like, she's just been always at the mercy of like men kind of just trying to doing whatever the fuck they want. So like her, like giving, like caring about how he feels, that he just doesn't want to hurt anyone anymore, kill anyone anymore. She's like, it's okay, mijo. Yeah. I understand. And then he's like a sleeper agent. He just,
okay. He's a first time somebody was nice to him. He's like,
yeah,
right.
It's classic. It's like, yeah, like the whole Kennedy, why he doesn't
rat out Kennedy.
He doesn't rat out Kennedy fucking some whore.
Yeah.
It's a whore, right?
I don't know. Who knows?
He was fucking
something. I think that's what the lore implications are.
Yeah, like he was Kennedy, fucking, you know? Some prostitute or Marilyn Monroe, maybe, because that was like a whole secret. Like, oh, everyone conspiracy thinks that he was fucking thing, yeah. He was fucking Marilyn Monroe. And maybe he was, you know, like everyone's a dog at the end of the day. That's like, that's the whole plot of the movie.
Yeah.
Because like, Chris Hemsworth was just like this evil cult leader.
Yeah, she clocks his ass.
Immediately. Go. He's she's like I know what kind of.
You're just a little man.
Yeah, classic. I know what kind of man you are. That's literally what it is, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, I know what kind of man you are. Like, she's like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God, dude. Like, the whole, I don't know. People just didn't give it like the credit I think it deserves, bro. Oh, like,
it was so good.
It's like this movie just kind of faded in the background, bro. It's like, it's so underrated, I think, dude. Like just the whole way it's plotted out and how everything like ties together, kind of, you know what I mean? Like how everything's playing out at the same time. It's just like so cool to see it. Like once you start to see all the pieces line up, you know, it's just like, oh my God, this is sick.
Yeah. And it takes over the course of like a day. You know, like
a night.
Yeah,
like literally.
Like, the whole movie takes place in like like 8 hours, you know? And it's great. Like I think the best writing, and I think this is why it reminds me of like 12 Angry Men, and it's considered like one of the best Rand movies too. It's just like, I think great writing, it's really great writing when the setting isn't anything special, but the characters all mean something. And I think that's really important in this film, because like, you know, the Royale has like, it has meaning, you know, because that's where they're at. And, like, it's a bad time. But, like, they don't leave anywhere. No one goes anywhere. The whole movie takes place in this one location. And I think that's what really, like, for me, stands out, like, what really good writing is, when you can make good, great characters and have them just play out one sequence, which is what the movie is, you know? Like, you start learning about everyone's past eventually. But, like, the whole movie takes place in just a matter of hours. In like not that long of a time, and then like you immediately like kind of get to know everyone and find out why everyone's there, and you start either hating or liking the characters, you know, however the writers want to plan out how the character plays.
Yeah, it's like everybody just, it's more complex than like what it seems, you know what I mean? That's what's like really cool.
And they all hit that. And then so Jeff Bridges is like, you know, a great character. He's just like this evict convict, and he's just trying to like get this money back. And like, you never know what, you know, he's trying to do with it either. Like, it does, I guess you find a little in the end, you know, he's kind of just like enjoying his life, whatever life he's got.
Well, left. Yeah, that's like the thing. It's like, all right, he's like, he don't got that much time left, you know.
I got to go out with a bang.
It's like, what else does he have? It's like the same thing. It's like, okay, he's just like, you know, he's at the end of his life. Like, what else does he have to do?
Yeah.
You know, he just wanted to get this money that his brother left, you know. Like, he can't really do much.
Yeah, and just, like, I guess just live, like, try to live a semi-normal life for, like a couple years he got left, you know, before, like, the dementia just kind of takes him.
It was cool watching it again, you know. Like, every time I watch it, it's, like, you just pick up on, like, the little details, you know. Like, just, like, small things that, like, are, like, foreshadowing, you know, and, like,
kind of, like. I think one of my favorite writing things from this movie specifically was that, like, the coin, you know.
Yeah.
Or, like, at the beginning, like, I was, like, everyone just fucking around with this one coin. It's when you meet all the characters. And at first, you meet the girl from 50 Shades of Grey. What's her name again? Sorry.
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson, Jeff Bridges, Cynthia Rivio, Jeff,
John Hamm.
John Hamm, and then the Sentry. You meet all of them, and, like, they're all kind of conversing in the beginning room. And, like, John Hamm's kind of playing up being a Southern man selling vacuums when he's not a Southern man selling vacuums at all. He's a FBI agent.
Immediately something's just like off.
Yeah, and like everyone, he's not like I even wrote down as like is I even wrote down I'm like, is this fucking foreplay? Because it for me it just felt like the whole thing was just like what the fuck's going on? Like I had no I didn't know anything about this movie going in, so I wasn't sure what I was expecting, you know. But like immediately I was like, damn bro, that like immediately something's off so much that I thought like I was like, are these fucking people like foreplaying like her? And I thought like it was Dakota Johnson's character and John Hamm's character were like some sort of role play. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, what the, like, why is this shit so weird?
Yeah, it's just like a crazy group of fucking characters. Like,
you have a pastor, a singer, a salesman, a vacuum salesman, and I guess like
it's a hippie. That's what he calls her. You know, she just looks like a, she's like dressed like a hippie.
Who? Dakota Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to her outfit that much, I guess. I thought she more
looked. That's immediately what he says. He's just like, you're like a fucking hippie, you know?
Yeah.
Back then, you know, all those straight edge guys were like, all right, fuck these guys.
Yeah, fuck the hippies.
Yeah.
As like, oh, you just love to do drugs. And like, I was like, dude, what the fuck's going on? And like, immediately, like, you know, like, he's just kind of, he's just showing everyone around and like playing up like being like this. He's really shilling his character. Like,
yeah.
He wants no one. No one to.
I guess he is playing like the salesman type, yeah, you know. He's just like all charisma, put all fucking points, 10 points into charisma.
Yeah, like 10, and then like 5 points into like keeping yourself looking good, you know.
Yeah,
like, you know, it's all about selling yourself and selling what you and selling whatever they're you're trying to sell. And like he's just like playing up being like this. Oh, I'm just a fucking salesman, you know. He sells it well. Like how that's like he made me believe he was like this random man salesman. I'm like, bruh. I'm like, you're being annoying.
Yeah, I love he gives everybody coffee and shit like that. Yeah. And then the guy's just like, well, it's like 25 cents per, you know, per cup. And then he just doesn't pay for anybody. He offers everybody a cup and then doesn't pay for it. Like, straight piece of shit.
Yeah, and he's like, I'll let them all go first.
Yeah.
A classic.
He's like, I'm going to choose my room. You know, he wants the honeymoon suite. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, and he's like, all right, I'm going to choose my room, but everybody can go first. But I choose that one, you know?
Because he's like, oh, you're all brokies. And, like, he immediately, like, I guess it's him just kind of playing his character, you know? Like, the character that he's playing, the character he's playing a different character, like, where he's kind of, like, he's immediately kind of has, like, racial annotations to, like, Cynthia Erivo's character, where she's like, oh, I'm sure you know some people who would love a vacuum, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just kind of playing into, like, the whole stereotype or, like, of how back then all black women did was, like, work as, like, housekeepers pretty much, right? That was, like, a thing.
He's like, I bet you know somebody that needs a vacuum.
Yeah. And I was
and
like,
you're like,
oh, come on. Exactly. And then, like,
oh, my God.
And then he's doing, like, they're all playing, like, the quarter for their, like, the coffee, you know? And then Jeff, like, and, like, Cynthia Erivo's struggling, you know, because she even chooses like the Nevada side because you find out that like the room's like a dollar cheaper on the Nevada side. So she's like, oh, I'm gonna go for the cheaper room, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
And then like Jeff Bridges goes first before her, but he like for some reason, and I think this is where like the best, like my favorite foreshadowing happened in his movie was like he flips the coin and then like you don't know why. You can tell there's a reason why he does this.
Yeah, you can say, like, when he's, like, in the parking lot, he's just kind of just standing there.
Yeah, he's just looking at the rooms. And, like, he's just, like, he flips the fucking coin. And it lands on head. So that's, and you find out that the reason he did this was because of his dementia. He couldn't remember what room his brother had stashed the money in. It was 5, 4, or 5. So he was looking outside, and then he tossed the coin to pick the room. In classic, he picked the wrong room.
Yeah, it's like, all right, yeah, he picked 100% he picked the wrong room.
Yeah, and then, like, he picked the wrong room, and then Cynthia Erivo's character got the room got the room next to his, and she was in the room that the money was stashed in.
Oh, yeah, actually, she wanted a different room. She wanted one of the ones that are, like, further, like, 8.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was going to sing, you know, and she didn't want to want anybody to hear her sing.
Yeah, she didn't want to bother anyone. I guess she just didn't want to bother anyone, you know, she could just practice willingly and not care about disturbing the peace, you know. That's why, because you just see her carrying, like, these two big-ass things of, like, I thought they were carpet because that's how carpet rolls look, you know. I was like, why the fuck is she just carrying, like, these big-ass things as carpet, but it's just, like,
the soundproofing
thing. Soundproofing, like, foam. And it's just so she could sing out willingly. Yeah. It's just so and funny. Just like, she's
those
like,
ones are dirty.
Yeah.
Those ones are, you know, they're not fucking occupied. He's like, they're just dirty as shit.
He just
he's
doesn't like, clean up because, like, you find out later people were just doing, like, the freaky shit.
The most horrendous shit in like, that, those I'm hotels.
Like, well, it dude, that made me think. I'm like, bro, I know this is, like, a movie and stuff, but, like, dude, people do crazy shit in hotels. Like,
100%,
like,
bro.
I'm just like, I'm scared. They're especially, like, for in a reason, bro. Especially, like, in motels and stuff like that, you know, like the ones that are like that, where like it's just like a
those ones are crazy.
Yeah, like it's just, you just know nothing good's happening. That's why I kind of like just like the normal hotels that are like, you know, higher in rooms and stuff, because like I know like
this is like
the freakiest shit you're doing is fucking.
You're not gonna like, get caught in the Marriott life.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be.
You're gonna beating some ass for sure at the Marriott, but you're not gonna be, tying down a wolf and then caressing it all night.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, he's like, he didn't do anything sexual with it, but it was kind of sexual.
But it was not sexual.
That whole part, bro, he's such a good actor, bro. Like, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, bro.
It really like, sells, like, damn, he's seen some shit.
Yeah, bro.
It's fucking crazy.
He's just, like, all fucked in the head. I'm like, what?
And there's more pain. He's like, I killed 120
people. Yeah, he's like,
it was crazy.
What? He's just, like, a fucking war vet, you know? I guess he's, like, supposed to be, like, a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
And then Dakota fried. Johnson's just, like, the biggest, meanest piece of shit, even off the jit. And
just yeah, like, I'm like, oh, dude. Like, I don't know. She just doesn't help her case, bro. Like, she just, like, plays the most, like, oh, my God, this bitch.
I just can't fucking stand her. I'm like,
dude, and her sister's like even more, bro.
Yeah, you
know. I was like, I don't even know how you could play like a most like a more unlikable.
You're trying to save like this evil ass little girl. Let her die.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. I'm like, oh my God.
It's like Chris Hemsworth was like, did she tell you what she did? She just like killed.
Yeah.
So who is it that she was supposed to kill?
Or well, I think she just. I don't know. It was playing in the background multiple times. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I just wasn't like. I didn't lock in.
No, you said the Manson family, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's like what he's supposed to like kind of portray.
Okay, who's the Manson family?
That's crazy that you don't know.
I don't know who that Marilyn is.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy that you just don't know who he is, you know? But like,
I mean, this happened in the 60s. I was born in 99.
No, it was just like a fucking cult leader kind of, you know?
Oh, yeah, I definitely don't know
who he is. Yeah, he just, you know, he just like had, yeah, it was just like a cult. And he had like, they killed like an actress and like she was like pregnant. She was married to Roman Polanski, a director.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they killed her while she was pregnant and shit like that. It was crazy. But like he didn't even like, he wasn't there and shit. He just like kind of sent him, you know, like to do his bidding. Just like what, you know, like
yeah, he did. Yeah, you know what
I mean? He's like, he's not getting his hands dirty. He's just like
watching.
He's just mind controlling these bitches.
Yeah, he's just playing. He's the one just playing the fucking games pretty much.
Yeah, I love it because he even, like, represents...
Wait, you know, so the Manson like, dude went to jail because he was, like, the mastermind behind all this shit?
Exactly.
What was his name? Dude, I've never heard of this.
Charlie Manson. I think Charles Manson, yeah.
I have heard that name.
Charles Manson.
But
I almost said Marilyn Manson. I was like, you know who that is, but yeah. That's just an artist. My bad. But yeah, it's Charles Manson. I was like, why am I blinking on the name?
I've definitely heard of this, but, like, not in TV extent you've told me, so I've
much. You know, if you watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you know, it takes place, it's around those events.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Well.
Literally, like, Margot Robbie plays the chick that gets killed.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's, like, all takes place during that, like,
okay, maybe day. I should watch that, because I've heard of very little about this, but this also
Well, it's, like, a like, big, you know, it's, like, a big, like, that's, like, kind of, like...
It's one of those things that it happened once, and they try to make sure this shit don't happen again type of thing.
Yeah, it always, obviously, you know, it never stops. You
yeah,
know
there's what I mean? Cults. Like, there's still the cults time, today. Yeah. Like, yeah, look at, what's his fucking name? The dude from 30 Seconds of Mars?
what's it called? What's
the Joker?
Jared Leto.
Yeah, Jared Leto. He's like, dude has a whole ass cult. Like, you know, you can never trust someone that participates in a cult. I don't care if they're the leader or just, like, a participator in it. If you're in a cult, you're
Yeah, cooked. Like, Scientology. Like,
that's yeah, Scientology.
Come on, bro. Like, who we fooling here? This shit's like a cult.
Yeah, the Xenons are gonna come down and like breast me or something. That's what they call that, the Xenons.
The Xenu. Yeah, it's like a big ass fucking space lizard or some shit. But yeah, you know, he's like, I guess he's supposed to be like a cult leader like that.
Yeah, 100%. He's a cult leader. It's like, and even he gets like they're like, when you first meet like Chris Hemsworth character and her little sister's background and her background, Dakota Johnson's, like their characters' backgrounds, it's like the first thing you meet is like, what the fuck was going on? And it's just, like they're like in the middle of a forest with a big ass bonfire. Like that's like cold shit.
No, the first one is like hers. Like she's like chilling at the beach, and he's like, "Oh, you got boots on. I like your boots. I'm gonna call you Boots." Just gets butt fucking naked in front of this like, random little girl.
Yeah, she's like, even younger in that. You know, she's like a little younger in that. Like fucking in the like, prologue, and he's just like, he's like, "I won the game. Now let's go for a swim." I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was like, what? And he just gets full on fucking naked. Dude, he plays such a good villain, bro. Dude,
he plays such a good villain, bro.
It's crazy that he
just... But at the same time, it's like, I don't know what the fuck it is, but like, oh my God, an older man? They're just, like, she's just like, oh, I love him.
Yeah, you can see it. She had daddy issues.
Oh, yeah, she had.
100%, 300%.
And it's like her brother's, like, her older sister, Dakota Johnson's characters, was like, it's just taking the fall, getting the beatings, and, like, getting sexually abused by her father. And she's like, just hide, sister. And she's like, you know what? I want that, but as my really significant other.
That shit is crazy.
I start tweaking.
Yeah, and then she goes, like, to the fucking colon to check on her sister because she's, like, with them, you know?
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck is my sister doing?
And he immediately is just like, he's like, all right, now you guys are going to fight for me.
Yeah.
Whoever wants to sleep in the big house.
Yeah, who wants to sleep in my bedroom? Gets to fucking whoever wins this fight gets to sleep with me. I'm like, what? And it's just like, oh dude, it's all about power, man. Like it's just crazy. Like it's all just about power. How like he just like, oh, he just like love. He even says he's like, oh, it turns me on that like they're fighting over me. You know, like I'm like, damn, you freak.
Yeah, he does the whole thing where he puts his fucking thumb in her mouth. I'm like, oh, it just like makes your skin crawl. I'm like, bro. Yeah.
And then he like, she's like bleeding from her mouth from fighting, and like he like wipes it off and then like puts it in his mouth.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you freak.
Dude, he plays such a good fucking villain, bro.
Shout out to Chris Hemsworth, bro.
It's crazy that, you know, it's like, let him play more. Like,
shout out to Thor.
Yeah, shout out. And like, dude, you know, he's done it. Like, you know, he played Lord Dementus, you know, fucking from Furiosa.
Oh yeah, he's a hella good villain in that too.
He's like fucking great. It's like, let him be the villain more.
Yeah, come on,
like,
let me see the Thor movie where Thor's evil.
Dude, honestly, bro, I think like I was just putting it together, but I think Joss, because he wrote and directed another movie with Joss Whedon, and I think Joss Whedon directed Avengers 1. So I think that's like the connection. I think that's why he. I think they wrote like a horror movie together. I think that's the other movie that he did. Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah, that's like the other movie he directed. He's only directed two, which is fucking crazy.
The guy who made the Royale?
Yeah.
Movie? Really?
It's crazy. Like, all right, he's just cooked. I don't know
why. He made two movies and everyone's like, see you later.
It's crazy that he made this golden movie and is just like, all right, that's enough from him.
They're like, we'll take it from here. And both of these movies, I mean, even Cabin in the Woods has a good rating.
Yeah, everybody likes it. It's like a horror movies, like if you like horror movies,
this dude's like written every good movie you ever participated in. He wrote The Martian. That's a good movie too. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying direct.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like his directing career is like over. Like with two movies. Oh,
he got clouded up from classic Lost.
Yeah, I wonder if like I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't even know if he's dead or alive, but like he hasn't made shit. He's only like written stuff, I guess.
Yeah, he's only directed
two movies.
Like nothing. Yeah.
It's just the two movies. That shit's crazy. It's like crazy to me, dude. Like how like well like directed and well written this movie
is.
It's
like what?
I don't know like what the fuck happened, but like
I'm like, if anyone is listening, you need to give this man more power.
It's really weird. Like, I think it's crazy. Like,
it is crazy. Like,
I was like, what the fuck? Because it's just crazy that he hasn't directed another movie.
And I know a lot of people like the Kevin in the Woods movie, too.
Yeah.
I know that's one of those horror movies people like.
Yeah, because it's like, it subverts every single, like, horror movie. It's supposed to make fun, but, like, it's supposed to, like, contradict, like, all the tropes.
Stereotypes and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think Joss Whedon, I think he, if you can double check, but I think he directed Avengers 1.
Josh.
I think maybe that's the connection where he found like Chris Hemsworth, because, you know. But
Whedon. Josh Whedon. Okay, so Yeah, I don't. Chris Hemsworth was like the movies I've seen him play as like the villain is like they've been good in movies.
Yeah, honestly, like you know, he's just. I guess you're just typecasted. You know, typecasted as that handsome ass motherfucker.
Yeah, he's coming. Yeah,
and he is in this. You know what I mean? Like they play obviously like he's a good looking dude. Well, like that stereotypical like good looking fucking guy. You know what I mean? So like he's obviously gonna play a fucking cult leader. You know what I mean? But he fucking nails it, dude. 100%. You can see these bitches falling in love with him. They just lose their mind. I don't know. What about the dudes? Like, that's the crazy part. Like, what are these guys like?
I think it's just because, like, it's like an orgy, you know? Like, you just get a fuck.
Just the oral form.
I think it's just, like, you just get a fuck a bunch of women. So they're like, fuck it, we ball. Like, you know, they just love hitting that shit. He's just like,
Dude, John Hamm is the GOAT. Like, I love how he immediately switches. I love he's just like, I'm not married. Immediately calls his fucking family.
Yeah, he's like,
and like he changed his whole voice. He just
talks like a normal, he sounds like a normal American accent. Like he doesn't have like a deep Southern accent. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm late to his daughter. You know, dude, and it's crazy. He's like the only one you know that has like a family. Immediately gets fucking killed, and then you watch him killed in like four different angles.
Yeah, I know. Noted. Holy shit! I love he gets shot, and then the other guy,
and like he didn't even. His death just sucked because it's like he had no bad intentions, you know? Like he was just trying to save this little girl.
Yeah, I know, that sucks. And then she's evil as fuck.
Yeah, classic. And then she just like gets killed at the end because she was just an evil ass bitch.
Dude, it's crazy. She like plays like no emotion.
Yeah, bro. She really hit the psychopath. Like, the psychopath look at you in your fucking soul and feel nothing while she murders you.
You know, like, she had to be tied up and taken and kidnapped.
Yeah, literally.
Like, that was the only way she was going to, you know, get her sister
and
out.
And as soon as she gets a little bit of freedom, she's like, let me call Chris Hemsworth, make sure that he know where I'm at. So he can come and take my ass. Physically and...
When they're doing, like, the roulette table, you know, like, at the end, you know what I mean? To, like, they're playing, like, their lives, you know? She chooses red, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And then it lands on black, I think.
No, so I think she lost.
Oh, I thought it was like you choose choose the color you want and then you get.
No,
it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. So
really?
The color you lands on is the one that you win with. So she chose red and it lands on black. That means she lost. And
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like, okay, you choose the one, it lands on you, you die. Oh, no, you're
that,
right.
No, that is how you thought it, but it's...
I can completely see what you're
playing in roulette rules where you pick a color and the color you land on is the color you win.
Yeah, yeah.
So she picked red and then landed on black
Her sister. Well, what I was getting to, her sister just like does not give a fuck.
Does not give a fuck that his like she's just gonna watch her sister die. He's like, she's like, he has him. She has your own sister. Like she starts to realizing, I was like, oh, I shouldn't even try to save like my evil ass sister. Like while she's like tied up, she's like,
this shit is just crazy. She's lost.
She's just looking at me dead in her eye with no fucking emotion. This guy threatening her own sister's life, bro. And it's like crazy. Even like her younger sister's like recalling her saving her from like their father. She don't give a fuck, bro. She's like, Chris Hemsworth was like, choose a color, and she's like, he's giving you a chance. And then she lost. And then just gets fucking killed. And then she gets shot in the fucking heart, bro. She just drops dead right there.
Yeah, no, that shit crazy.
Looking at her sister, and her sister's like this.
No emotion.
The stone cold emotion. I'm like, oh shit, this bitch is evil as hell.
That shit crazy. And then she does cry when Chris Hemsworth gets shot in the fucking head.
She's like, no, not him. And it's like when he wakes up the sleeper agent, he just has nothing but headies.
That was so sick.
That was
bro.
So fire. Literally like a sleeper agent, bro. Dude. He just like wakes up.
I understand.
He's like, Cynthia Erivo, thank you for being so nice to me. Now let me just kill all these people for you.
Yeah, he's like, let me just save everybody.
Tons. And then like he goes out, he picks up the rifle and like snipes those dudes from like the fucking car. He's just waiting for him to peek. Boom! Just kills them.
He said, don't peek.
Yeah, he's like, oh, don't peek. It's classic Battlefield story. Don't peek the sniper. You will die.
Dude, that shit's fire, bro. I love that whole last part. It's so sick.
Yeah, he just wakes up like a sleeper agent.
Yeah, and he's just like, save me, father. And he's just like, he ain't gonna save you.
You're cooked.
I love it how he does, like, you know, pardon him at the end, you know what I mean?
Yeah, even like, he knows that none of it is real, but like, it's just like, it's more about, it's like in, I don't know why I remember this, but like in God of War, when Brock and Kratos are crafting the spear with Draupnir. If you haven't played God of War 2018, 22. You should. But when they him when Kratos and I just said his name and I immediately forgot it. Brock. They're going craft like the drop. They go and craft drop near into the spear, and like they go see the mermaid, and like he realizes that he's died before, so he's missing a part of the soul. So like the mermaid can't see him, and he's talking to Kratos, and he tells Kratos is like, it's not about the what things are made of. It's about what the things mean. And I completely forgot where I was going. What was I talking about? I was talking about, oh, yeah, how he's holding him as a priest. Yeah. For some reason, spaced out. But, like, it doesn't matter that he was a real priest. It doesn't matter that he knew he wasn't a real priest. It matters, like, what he meant by it. Like, he meant him. He really did mean for him to be forgiven by God, even if he wasn't, like, an official pastor or anything. And I think it kind of just plays into, like, the whole people skew religion a lot, you know, and like people everyone has like their own version of what they believe to be like what God is, what religion is, what faith is in their own head, you know. And even though people practice in the same sections of religion, everyone has like a different view of it. And I think it kind of plays into the whole like it's really what you make it. And he right there at that moment, even though none of it, he wasn't a real pastor, it didn't matter. He was absolved of his sins by actually being sorry of them, even though he killed a shit ton of people. But, like, he really didn't mean it that, you know, he was just, like, because he was just a cog in the machine, you know, for most of the movie. Yeah. You know, he was just a soldier, you know, and the soldiers just go there and just kill people. Like, I was going to say this earlier, but it's just kind of funny because I literally just watched Full Metal Jacket for the first time, and which is something. You know, watched it for my first Stanley Kubrick movie, and I watched it by myself just because. And it's like that whole movie's about the Vietnam War, and it's just like there's a part where like everyone gets killed, and one of them is just like slowly but surely, like the head of command is getting killed when they're like trying to get through the locations, and like they're like he calls us like, "Yo, this person's dead. This person's dead." And then the other guy on the other side of the cell phone with like no emotion, he's like, "Oh, you're the one in charge."
Yeah, it just like goes down the command.
Yeah, just goes like, "Oh, you're in charge now," and it's like, there's no emotion. It's just about getting the thing done, and that's what he was. That's what he did like his whole life up until that point, and that's why he's like, at some point, you know, after being out of the battlefield for a long. Oh, I guess no, we see it when he like wakes up and he's like the only one alive out of like everyone. He's just like, "Dude, what the." Like, why am I here? What happened? Why am I just, like, it's all nothing but death
around me? Yeah, it's like that. It's like you're supposed to pay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For what he did kind of shit. He's just trying to find a way out of it.
Yeah. And he really, and you can, like, and just in the acting alone, you can, like, kind of, it makes you do feel like, oh, this dude just killed, like, a bunch of people, and he's killed a bunch of people, but, like, he really is sorry for
what he's done. Yeah, you know, he plays it, you know what I mean? Like, you can see the pain, you know what I mean? Like.
You can see the pain
in his emotion, dick. You know what I mean? Exactly. You can see the pain in his dick. I look down and I see it.
He's just dying. And, like, I think how they have him die is, like, so poetic. Like, it's, like, right in the middle of both of the states, you know? Like, the lines just kind of going through him at the steps of the jukebox, which has been, like, a main part. Like, we haven't talked about the music at all, but the score, the music's all fantastic. Awesome. Like, it's all great. It's one of those movies that just kind of has music playing throughout the whole time. And sometimes it can be too much, like in Highest to Lowest, the new movie by Spike Lee. They had movie playing throughout the whole thing the whole time, but it was a little too much. But in this movie, it's kind of the same thing. Like, I don't think there's not many parts where there's not music playing. And the music's all great. Yeah. And like it's all on theme. Like, it's all just fantastic the whole time.
Yeah, I know. You see Cynthia Erivo, you know she's going to sing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know she's going to sing.
Yeah, it's funny. We've been talking about Cynthia Erivo, but we haven't even talked about like how this is, you know, we're recording this in 2025 and right after it's barely December. Wicked for Good just came out and she's hitting like the whole press tour of Ariana Grande. It's crazy.
She looks like a straight death claw.
Dude,
bro.
I when we were watching this movie, I'm like, I've seen her before. Like, I know who this is. Seeing her when, like, she has, like, more meat on her bones.
It's crazy because I was saying, I was like, that's Cynthia Erivo.
I guess yeah, you didn't. Well, I know who she is. I know she is because of the Wicked movies, too. Because, like, I've been seeing the whole memes, all the memes going around about her and her protecting her little doll. Even though they're, like, the same fucking height. Or
I protect you.
Yeah, you protect me. You protect your kin.
That shit crazy.
But I was saying more, like, I've seen her in this movie with more meat on her bones. I've seen her like that. Like, I've seen her before in other movies. I just didn't even put it two and two together. Because in the Wicked movie, she's just, like, so, like, in the press tour and, like, in the movie, she's so skinny, bro. Like, you can see, like, the cheekbones in her face. Like,
they're just mogging the whole
like,
time.
Like, yeah, like, you can see, like, her jawline, her cheekbone. Like, she had, there's, like, her body percent, her fat percentage is probably, like, fucking 5 or something. Some crazy shit. I think the minimum a human's supposed to have is, like, 10. But, like, she has, like, 6. Like, it's just insane.
Dude, she kills it, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my God.
I was like, damn. I'm like, dude, damn, maybe those wickets for good movies aren't that bad.
Like, dude, she's consistently hitting it a cappella, too. Like, she's just going, like, no beat, not just a metronome thing, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
And it's like,
dude, that whole sequence where she's singing and then John Hamm is, like, discovering, you know, that they're like the two-way mirrors.
The practice, the secrets.
Yeah, that shit is so sick. Because I think it's like a one shot. It feels like it's shit.
And he's just like looking around. He's finding out. And he turns on the music. He turns on her.
It's like 5 minutes, 6 minutes of him just like walking back and forth.
How that was so
it's crazy. How everything has to be timed too.
Yeah.
Perfectly, you know, like the viejo fucking Jeff Bridges, like, you know, he's just like sitting there eating it up. And then like, he listens to her, and then he goes down, and then it's, like, her bringing her sister in, Dakota Johnson bringing her sister in. It's, like, everything has to be timed out. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and the fucking Jeff Bridges is discovering that he's in the wrong fucking room. While he's, like, there checking on everyone. And he's just, like, and then the whole time he's at Cynthia Erivo just, like, acapellaing the whole time, and I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, this is fire. You find out why she has all that shit. Like, she's bringing all that luck.
Yeah, she's just practicing her singing. She didn't want to bother Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Dude.
And he's like, oh, fuck, I picked the wrong room. And he goes over to her room and, like, tries, like, sweet talks her to, like, he's
come
like,
on, let's go get
come
something
on,
to eat.
Let's
you
go
know?
Get
something
to eat.
Thank you for the song.
Thank you for the song. And the thing is, like, he is being genuine.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's, like, the best part. Like,
I think that's, like, the.
And I think that's where acting plays a lot in it, too, where, like, he's playing someone who's being genuine, but at the same time he's not because he has an alternative motive, you know?
Yeah.
But like he is genuine about like, oh, like he definitely means everything he says where like he's like, oh yeah, you know, like I'll pay for your meal as a thank you for your getting to hear you sing, you know?
Yeah. It's like that. It's like, you know, it's like with like every good lie has like some truth in it.
Yeah.
You know, you always hear that saying and it is true because he's telling her, yeah, I just, like, wake up. You know, he's telling her that his memory's bad. And he's, like, sometimes I don't even know, like, what, you know, who I am. Like,
yeah.
And, like, it is, like, when he gets knocked the fuck out, you know what I mean? He's just, like, he's, like, father, you know what I mean? He's, like, I ain't your dad.
Yeah, he's, like, I ain't your fucking daddy. Who the fuck are you?
He's, like, I ain't your dad. And then he looks in the mirror and he's, like, wearing, like, the whole fucking
He's just, like, he is just, like, he gets Cynthia Erivo's character to, like, go and have a drink with him and get some food. And he's just like, it's
he
so funny because he's supposed to be like a father and he's like hitting that whiskey rock. He's
exactly.
like,
exactly. just what getting we seen from First Reform.
They're
getting lit too.
Yeah, the pastures. Take a pastures too much love wine. To get lit. Yeah.
Yeah. Straight up.
Go watch our First Reform review if you have it.
Dude, I love that whole sequence, dude. It's so sick.
Yeah, and then, like, and that's when you start seeing, like, the trend. Like, that's when it begins kind of, like, the whole, like, it starts
everything starts
apart.
Yeah, starting to fall apart.
And, like, you just see, like, oh, and it's so great because, like, in one of the other shots, you see her shoes just, like, sitting there. And you see why? Because, like, she saw him trying to pour her, like, he gets up to get a drink for her. And you see, and I immediately, I was like, oh, he's going to try to drug her ass.
Yeah, dude, you called it immediately. I was like, oh, shit, you know? He immediately clocked it.
And, like, immediately, and she clocked it, too. And she fucking, this part
clocked
I didn't.
Him.
Yeah, she fucking smashes the ball on his head. I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, it wasn't like, oh, my God. Imagine how much force you got to put into that.
Yeah, it's actually impossible to do that. You know that?
Really?
Yeah, it's actually like impossible to break a glass bottle on someone.
Yeah, I know it's hard like how, to break a glass bottle.
Because how glass works, it's all about like hitting it at one specific point really hard. Mm. But like if you're hitting a wide area with like a lot of force, it won't crack. So like actually breaking a bottle, if you actually manage to break a bottle on someone's head,
he's dead.
You're killing him. Like you're actually killing that fucking person if you manage to do that. It's like impossible to fucking break a glass of bottle.
I love it. She don't even think twice, dude. She's like,
yeah, she's like, boom. I guess it's like she really played that smart, because what other option you have? You're gonna try to call him out and say something, but you're gonna have to fucking fight him or something, you know? So yeah. She chose the. Let me take the old man out.
Yeah, knock him the fuck out and dip. And she was going to dip, I think, you know?
Yeah, she immediately tries to go out. And then she goes outside. And then she sees John Hamm turning, like, fucking with everyone's car so no one can leave. Because his boss is like, don't let anybody leave.
Yeah, then he goes, tries to save the girl. Dude, he was just trying to do the good thing.
Gets fucking killed.
Clap, bro.
Sad.
Washington said, don't interfere.
And he's like, as a good man, he had to. He couldn't let that little girl get abducted.
He should have. He should have just played it out.
It's one of those movies, like, if he just didn't do any of that, it would have just cut. It would have just been the end.
It would have played out different.
Yeah. Because she would have ran away. Chris Hansen would have come. The only thing that would be different is, like, Jeff Bridges would still be in the wrong room, but he could have just sweet-talked Cynthia Erivo into, like, teaming up and splitting the money or whatever. And, I love how, like, the biggest thing and, like, the biggest moneymaker, the most secretive thing is, like, the tape, you know, of, like, that he has hidden, you know, of Kennedy...
Doing some ho shit.
Doing some ho shit. Exactly. Classic. Classic man in power doing some ho shit.
Yeah. You couldn't be all good.
Yeah. There had to be some bad.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's just life. Yeah. You know, so the more we live, that's just the way
it is. It's crazy to think that, like, I wonder how much different the United States landscape would be if he didn't get murdered, you know? Like, I wonder how much different life would be in America if John F. Kennedy was not murdered. Because he was his first season. He was his first term, too, you know? Like, he had a whole other term to, like, participate in. And then we would have...
We'll never know.
And then we would have never... And then we wouldn't have gotten Nixon. Evil-ass bastard.
Yeah, then you get a little glimpse of that evil motherfucker right there.
Yeah, that was fire. Shout out to Nixon. Nah, actually, no, fuck Nixon. Evil-ass fucking bitch. It's funny, for a long time, the only thing I knew about Nixon was that he was a playable character in 5. Yo. Fire. Him and Kennedy. Shout out to them.
Dude.
One of the thing I think that overall, like, kind of themes of the movie is, like, chance and choice, you know? Like, it's, like, with, like, everyone just being there by accident, like, the choices you make, you know, him with the coin. I didn't, for one moment, I didn't even feel bad for... what was her name? The 50 Shades of Grey girl.
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson's character, because she was just murdering people left and right. She's just like, boom. She was not afraid of him. It's crazy. It's like, no mercy. Just like kill this dude in broad daylight. Just fucking shot at him.
She was just like,
she didn't know that he was an official. That he had he had some power.
I love how the guy gets hit in the back too. Like he's watching them.
Yeah, he was watching them. He's like, Jeff Rich is like, get away from the. Boom! Just eats the shrapnel.
Dude, I love how everything just like plays together so well. You know, like how everything's playing.
And then Jeff Bridges immediately knew he had to run the fuck away and like pretend that he didn't see shit.
Yeah, and then you know, Cynthia Erivo, she sees that. She's like, "All right," goes in there. You know, I guess they leave, right? They go through the glass.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson goes through the glass. She goes in there, tries to grab like I don't know what the fuck the cables for the car. I don't know what part of the car that was.
Yeah, it's like some connection.
She grabs it, she has to get away, and then Jeff Bridges gets in the car.
And then that's when he tells her whole story. He hits his verse. And then you just find out that he's just like an old senile man. No me digas eso, viejo.
Yeah, he's just losing it. Dude, it's just written so well, bro.
Yeah, and then like it all comes crashing down, you know, when like...
Yeah, after he kills John Hamm, the girl calls Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, well, she's like, don't do anything bad. Immediately calls Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. And you already know he's going to be the evil-ass cult leader.
It's crazy. I would have tied her up again, you know? Yeah, like, why would you let your sister go?
If you already know what kind of demon she is.
Yeah, dude. You immediately start
I guess she's
calling.
A demon, too. She just killed John Hamm for no reason. Killed this dude for no reason. Like, you clearly didn't understand.
Yeah, it was crazy that that was, that's like the only part I'm like, bro, why would that be your choice?
Is to blast just this to guy? Blast him. Like, I know he knocked your ass out, you know, but like, damn, you just got to murder him?
I guess you can play it off. You know what I mean? You could play like, oh, yeah, he like, broke into my room.
I didn't know who the fuck he was.
Yeah, he
I
broke
guess
into my
room. So, right? Because
yeah.
she didn't know that he was
a cop.
Well,
yeah, he is. He's breaking into the room. What the fuck does she know?
Yeah, she doesn't know anything.
She just knows this guy just broke into the fucking room, you know?
And like, he has like a gun on him.
Yeah, exactly.
She got up quick after being knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
He went, boom! And then she's like a robot. Oh, I guess she's because he didn't know that she had the sawed off and the shotgun.
Yeah, I guess
bed.
You know, he just clocked her and he's just like, all right, I'm gonna get this little girl out. Yeah, not knowing that she has that.
Yeah, she didn't know that he knew that he saw her like the little girl like tied up and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. So, and the little girl's like looking up at an older man like with starry eyes. She's like, oh, I love him.
That shit what? Crazy. Oh my god. Dude, I
think that's all the characters, right?
Yeah. I think so. I think
it's all well written, and then like it all just comes crashing down, and Chris Hemsworth shows up with his cult goons, the evil ones, and then they just tie everyone up and start. He's like, let's play a game. He likes some sock to some saw shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Cynthia Erivo. What song was she singing? And it was like, I
don't know, actually.
But he immediately cuts her off. He's like, ah, for her better.
He's like, I'm like, oh, you're just straight bitch because you shit talked the fuck out of you. Yeah. It's like one of those, he tested her gangster, and she was so gangster that he had to be classy. He had to cut her off and, like, you know, be like the bigger, be the bigger baddie.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And then everyone starts telling the truth, and Jeb Bridges is like, he's like, you definitely kind of got the vibe that he was definitely willing to go out for the team, and you know, like he's about to roll and he starts the whole ordeal with a big fight. You know, he's like,
yeah,
they're about to blast his ass, and he's like, boom, and he just starts wailing on Chris Hemsworth's character.
Yeah, that's just fire. He breaks his nose immediately.
Yeah, and then like Cynthia Erivo does some gangster ass shit where she's like, Jeff Bridges is about to get blasted in the back, and she like pushes herself off the roulette table to push the shooter out and like knocks her out and shit onto the ground. And that's when like what's his name? The sentry just like, that's what he's like laying and looking at each other and everything. And like, he's like, she's like, it's okay. You don't got to kill anymore. And then he wakes the fuck up.
Yeah, he's like, all right.
And that's when they're having the conversation. Like, it's so funny because it's like, you get like a flashback right in the middle of like this whole fucking fight scene.
Like, yeah, that's what I was like.
A lot of people probably didn't like that, and I can see why people don't like that, but I was like, I don't give a fuck. You know, it's sick. Like, his background. It's just like, so
like,
I
for
think
what it sets up, it's like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I think the timing was great. He's like, oh, this dude's just a sleeper agent. And she's like, it's okay, Mijo. You don't have to kill no more. And he's like, okay.
Oh, it's crazy to kill everybody. Yeah. Dude, I love it. He immediately kills Chris Hemsworth. Like,
yeah,
nothing,
bro. Like, nothing. He just boom in his fucking head, bro.
And that's what you want to see. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Just like, that swift.
Yeah, like, you're going to kill this guy instantly. Like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, you're not
going
to hesitate.
You can't let him.
There's
talk.
No, yeah. There's no. Because
he immediately, he's like, yo, relax. Boom.
And I like, it's one of these movies, too, where like people just do stuff that, like, okay, it makes sense. And like,
yeah, like,
when John Hamm gets killed, like, she picks up the gun. Like, you're obviously going to pick up the gun, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, Cynthia Erivo's character.
Yeah, she picks up the gun. And, like that, like, at the end, he's like, he's obviously just going to take his ass out immediately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in other movies, you know, they would kind of, like, cheese it out, you know what I mean? Like, edge it out. Not in this one, dude.
In this one, the sentry said,
fuck no.
Y'all are evil. You're trying to kill Cynthia and the pastor. I can't. What's it called? The father. And yeah. I love it because, like, it's like one of those movies kind of runs you like Kill Bill, where it's like everyone has names, but you can classify them. It's like the father, the singer, they even kind of play it out when they're like, they're doing like this, like they do like
the cutaway.
Yeah, the salesman, the receptionist, and then like the hippie, you know? Like everyone kind of has this like title, you know? And I kind of like that, you know? Like, you don't even have to, like, you don't have to know, like, their names to, like, be, like, oh, like, you know, you're the father, you're the, yeah, shit like that, you know? and everyone's just not who they are, you know? Like, no one's actually any of those things.
Yeah. Like, besides, that's what I really like, you know what I mean?
Like, besides the singer, she's like the only she's the only one telling the truth. And
like,
you know?
She's like the one that, okay, you want her to get out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're rooting for her.
And she does. Goat.
And Jeff Bridges. Honestly, I thought he was going to get taken out. Like, when
I thought
first
he was. Yeah, I thought he was going to sack himself, you know? Yeah. Like, that's what I was saying the whole time.
Deadass was. Like,
he's like, I'm going to go out. Like, you know, I'm not going to let, like, Cynthia Erivo just go out like that. And they were just lucky that, like, they had the sleeper agent there.
Yeah. Because it was like they were about to get taken out.
Yeah, they were going to die. Like, it was Jeff Bridges was fighting for his. Like, he was just going to die right there, you know? He was just going to go out fighting, you know? Like, that's the only way. But they had the sleeper agent and, you know, had the gun next to him. He's like, I don't want to do it. I don't want. Boom! That part was so fire, bro. It's one of
that's
those,
what
like,
I'm saying. Like, because I could definitely see, like, getting taken out. It takes you out, you know what I mean? Like, you're another flashback? What? Like, this late into the game? You know what I mean?
I'm like, what?
But
like, everyone
like,
else
oh,
has said, but you realize that, like, everyone else has, like, set up their backstory except for him, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what the fuck. Because, you know, he's got some scuts in the closet with demons. That much heroin he's doing, you know? Because even, like, even like Dakota Johnson's character, when she ties him up originally and he's just pleading for his life, we kind of skipped over that, but like he's just pleading for his life to with like him and the little her little sister. And like you just like you still don't get like his background. Like he's just like, I've done a lot of bad things.
What the fuck? And you're just like, okay, you know, he's like, he's working for these fucking creepy ass people.
He's working for like these evil ass dudes. So you just assume that like the baddies in his like, spies done. On the people, and he's like, and then you find out that he's killed people.
Yeah, he's like, I killed a lot of people. You're like, what?
Yeah, he's like, how many? He's like, how many people have you killed? He's like, I've killed a lot of people. Like, you don't know, and you don't find out until he's literally like, it's death. It's like you win or die type of moment. And he's like, you find out that he's just like this ex-military. He's keep talking about it, but like his character is great. And his death was awesome.
Yeah, he died. Yeah.
He died. Classic, died to the little girl, and then she just gets shot in the back by Jeff Bridges. Yeah, I was goaded. I was like, man, you should have just done that immediately because he tries to give her a chance, you know? Like,
I think Cynthia Erivo didn't want her to get killed, too. She's like, no.
Yeah, yeah, like, don't kill, like, the little fucking girl, which, you know, makes sense.
Sorry, son.
Little girl was evil, and she kills
saw that. The father saw that evil.
Yeah, the father, he's like, I saw it. He saw right through her, and he's like, I got to kill this bitch. Boom, she's in the back. She just, at least she died on top of her lover.
That shit was crazy.
I love how I love it because Dakota Johnson just fucking dies, bro. She gets shot in the heart and just she's just out.
And the sister just like, all right, just tanks it.
Yeah, but she's like, that shit fantastic crazy. Movie. The music was great. The set was awesome. I love kind of like the whole like. I like it a lot when it's just, like, minimal CGI, you know? I'm definitely fuck with that a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of movies these days just take advantage of CGI way too much.
Yeah. And
you see the Superman with no mustache?
Yeah, that shit crazy. He's like, his lip is just fucked.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what the fuck? Shout out to DC for just butchering the DC universe. Except for now, because the new Superman movie was fire. You should watch it.
It's a great movie, bro.
Yeah. Honestly, I think.
Like, it's more like once, like, watching it, it's like just like surprising that, like, this guy hasn't been able to make another movie, you know?
And we want to know why.
Yeah, that's like.
Like, what the fuck?
That's like, every time I watch it, I'm like.
He's clearly quoted as writer because he's still writing for shit. Like, why the fuck? But he's just, I looked it up and he's just doing, like, Marvel shit, like, writing.
Yeah, I know. I saw, like, the Daredevil. Like, that's, like, he's
wrote. But that show, everyone loves that show. Like, the Daredevil season.
I know.
Born Again.
Daredevil, you know?
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Like, only two movies is insane, you know?
You need to give this man more.
Unless, like, he said, power. I'm out, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it's possible.
I don't know. I need to do, like, more looking into it, but, like, it's fucking crazy.
Shout out,
like,
to Drew Goddard. Goddard?
Honestly, like, yeah, it's like, all right, you know, maybe you just, like, hit it and quit it, you know?
Yeah, maybe this movie was, like, his magnum opus, you know? Like, he's been writing this shit forever, and he's just, like, someone gave him the chance to, like, make it. So he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna make this movie. I wrote this shit a long time ago. I've been writing for a long time. I mean, he's just one of those, you know? Like, this was his, like.
This is his song that he needed to sing, you know?
And, like, he got it out of his system, you know? Exactly. And it's a goated ass movie. I guess we needed more research on him, but.
That's all right. Well, you know, I was just, like, just see the IMDb and just no credits.
Yeah,
like,
just this one and Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just that, you know? He's like, he's been writing this movie forever, and, like, he's like, yeah, I want to make this movie, and he made it a movie.
I can see it, you know? It's like, everything's so thought out. You know, yeah. Like it's lit. You know?
Like everything has a purpose, like the whole time, you know?
Yeah, I know. Like the criticism I heard, like when it came out, was like, he's just like kind of copying Tarantino, which is like, I don't know, like, I guess, like, anything, like, dialogue heavy or, like, witty, that's like...
lame.
Yeah, I know, it's, like, a lame-ass, like...
That's a lame criticism.
Yeah.
That's some lame-ass criticism, if I've ever heard one. Who cares, bro? Like, people are inspired by people all the time. That doesn't mean their thing's bad.
Dude, that's literally all of Quentin Tarantino's movies are inspired by something else. Like, he didn't, you know, like, the name Django is, like, obviously used in other Western movies. You know, it's not the first Django.
It's not even the first Django movie.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like no, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, he's obviously in that.
Yeah, that's such
it's just a weird criticism. Yeah, that's like,
it's a lame criticism. Because, like, so what if, like, your main inspiration is, like, one of the, like, of, it's just, like, it's
oh, a, my steak like, is too juicy. Yeah, my lobster's like, too dude, buttery.
Like, come on, bro. Like, of course, Quentin Tarantino, like, of course he's going to inspire, like, a lot of other people. Because, like, when art's good, it inspires others to make art. And that art is bound to be inspired and may be good. And they aren't where inspire other art. Like, it's just how it goes. Like, of course, he likes Tarantino. So maybe he did make something Tarantino. Like, but, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's good.
It's, like, the same thing. Like, you hear it all the time. Like, once you start watching other movies and you, like, look at other reviews, they'll just, like, okay.
This it's all is about like, comparison.
Yeah. You'll see, like, creativity. They're, like, okay, you know, like, if you get, like, a group of goons in, like, a room, everybody's gonna be like, okay, this is like Quentin Tarantino movie.
The Hateful Eight, and
yeah, just like his movies, like are like that, Pulp you know, Fiction, Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, you know what I mean.
It's like everyone's just like it's like dialogue heavy.
Yeah, like witty. You know what I mean. But like, obviously, you know, he's good at what he does. You know what I mean.
Yeah, of course. He's there's awesome, a reason you know he's like, but like his movies are all clouded up. We're about to go see the Kill Bill. The what's it called? The full move. The full length. Something about the bride. Or like,
oh my god, I forgot.
We're about to go watch it, so we'll do a review on that five-hour movie. So this is gonna be, we're gonna go watch
the light lunch.
Yeah, we're gonna go watch the five-hour movie.
I forgot what the fuck it's called?
We'll see how long the fucking
blinking. But like, yeah, I've been wanting to see this because I knew like it existed, you know.
But it was only you could only watch it at his theater in California.
Yeah, it's the both Kill Bill movies.
But they're because shout out to Fortnite, out of all people, like it's crazy how much Fortnite is just like part of pop culture, and it's like,
yeah, I don't know why the all fuck pop culture. Like weird. I wonder but how like, much they paid him like to put his characters in it, like,
yeah, and like his
or
car.
I wonder if he even has like a choice, like, because you know, obviously, it's like I think those movies were like produced by Harvey Weinstein,
yeah,
too,
like
by
I Miramax. Think probably my own,
so like, I don't know, like, who owns the rights to like the character, you know, or how it works, honestly, but they're in fucking Fortnite,
yeah, you can play like, as Yoko and fucking not Yoko, Yuki. Yogo. I think that's her name.
Who the fucking knows?
Yeah, but you can play as the bride and stuff, and I think you might be able to get the pussy wagon too in Fortnite and private in Fortnite.
Yeah, just no name on it, you know. That shit crazy.
Shout out to Fortnite.
He owns that truck too.
Which really?
Is funny, yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Crazy ass truck.
Yeah, but look forward to that. But I think that's it for this movie. But
yeah,
yeah. Check out. Bad Times at the El Royale by Drew Goddard. Fantastic movie. Fantastic writing. And that's one. For me personally, I'm a big reader and I love good writing. And this had a lot.
Yeah, it's just like the way it played out was just so perfect.
And like everything.
Like it's so lit.
It's like a book, you know. Like sometimes you think it's like, I think this is one of the biggest things when I was a kid is like, I don't get why like everyone pays such close attention to the like these words. But like whenever someone writes something and someone writes a book, like, they write it with every single word having purpose. And that's what, like, you need to remind myself, like,
yeah,
every single line of dialogue and every single placement of shit and how it's supposed to look, it was all thought out from, and, like, extended periods of time.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, for somebody that's not, like, artistic in, like, in any way, but, like, it's just crazy to think that, like, somebody could, like, conceive this.
It's all from their head.
Yeah, that they can like conceive these characters, not only conceive the characters, but like the everything. Way it's plotted out. Yeah, and like scene
the
for scene,
theme, the what's happening at that time.
Yeah, there's probably some rain, theme there. You know, like I don't fucking know what the like, fuck the theme like, is, but like you know,
everything's thought out. Where like when it starts raining, when it's sunny, the music that's playing, like it's all supposed to be like cohesive. You know.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It's like the choice of music. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like insane that somebody can conceive these things.
I can't take my eyes off of you. Go to that song. literally listened to it today on my playlist before we even watched the movie.
I knew that you were going to enjoy it because you love that music, you know?
Yeah, I love the old 60s,
50 shit, you know? Yeah,
50 music, you know?
Yeah, I knew you were going to enjoy that. Yeah. And it's just a cool setting, bro.
I don't see many movies that take because it's supposed to be like 60s Hollywood, you know, not many movies.
Yeah, and it's like a 50s like fucking hotel, so it's like, all right, it's already gone past, you know. Yeah, it's like some,
well, it's, yeah, past, it's past its heyday. Prime,
yeah, it's just like a cool setting, you know.
Yeah, great movie. I
honestly,
what's
I wanted a review because you know nobody what's the, talked
what's the,
about
what's
it,
the
know?
Review for this one?
The fucking Three Angry Bird Stars. It'll be the Two Angry Birds start.
No, we got it. We got to switch it up, everyone. What's something to do with the movie on this one?
I don't know. Angry Birds didn't have nothing to do with the other one.
That was more just kind of funny. For this one, it'd be like,
I don't know.
How many times out of five,
John Hamm? John Hamm getting shot. Seen getting four times getting.
Yeah,
out of the four or five.
Out of the four times you watched him get fucking
three,
blasted.
It'll be the three.
It's only three?
Yeah, it'll be a three for me. I love this movie, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a...
Yeah, no.
It's the same thing with, like, Rental Family, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, like...
No, I understand your rating. You kind of do it like Anthony Fantano, you know, where, like, if something's a 10, it's because it's, like, perfect, you know?
Yeah.
So giving it, like, a 7 or 8 isn't, like, a diss. It's still something really good and enjoyable, but it's not perfect.
It's not a perfect movie. Well, things can be imperfect and like perfect.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, it's like perfect to you. Like you enjoy.
Yeah, everything's so
you enjoy everything about it, even the parts that like are not considered perfect. You know? Yeah, that's what I mean by it.
I would just give this like a 10 out of 10. Like, you know, like I'm that kind of guy. Like I don't really give a fuck. You know?
Yeah, I don't
like,
really give a fuck either.
Yeah,
I'd give
like,
it a 10
yeah,
out of 10.
Yeah, we'd give it like a 10 out of 10. But like obviously, like if we're like being
there has
real,
to
like,
be some scale.
There's like if there's a scale, you know what I mean? Like I don't really care about rating things, you know what I mean? But like
just if it's good or bad and this is a good a great.
Yeah, but like that would be if I was gonna have to like take it serious, you know, there would obviously like First Reform. Like, I felt something different, you know what I mean? Like, I came out like,
different
shit, like, I watched something.
We're gonna die.
That
we're
too,
gonna,
yeah, well, like, I really thought, like, die. It really gonna, made me think.
Yeah, we're gonna
mean?
Watch the world burn.
Like, Lahane, you know what I mean? Like, I really came out thinking, like, something, different? Like, some, just like something, like, I left, like, just like, oh, shit, you know what I mean?
For me, I don't think a movie has to make me think too, like, I guess.
Well, that's my, like...
Yeah,
but like I would give this a 10 out of 10. Like I don't give a fuck, you know. Yeah. I mean, like it's like I had just a great time again, you know, listening to it. Like every single time I listen, like I watch this movie, like it's been a minute, you know what I mean? Like it's just great. It's just like it's hard for me to like, oh wait, I hate this shit. You know, I'm like I didn't find anything negative.
Moral of the story is you should go watch this movie.
Yeah, I think it deserves more love. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I feel like it just kind of got swept under the fucking rug.
I wonder why. What the fuck came out in 2018? I guess everyone was just watching the Marvel movies.
I don't know. I'm trying to think, but, like, definitely it was just like a, all right.
Yeah, I've never even heard of this movie before. And I was like, damn, it's got, like, I recognize, like, every single one of these actors.
Yeah.
What?
Well, now you know. Now you're in the know.
Now.
And whoever is watching is in the know.
Yeah, now I'm plugged in. And now if you've seen this movie and you're listening to this, now you're also plugged in.
Exactly.
You're shout out to
hooked up to the mainframe.
The Bad Times
at the El Royale.
At the El Royale, and thank you for listening to the In3s podcast. We'll be back probably some other time this week or whenever you hear from us again. Going over another movie. Hope you liked it. Leave a like, review, download, whatever the fuck it is, wherever you're listening it on. Thank you for your time, and have a lovely day.
Bye.
Peace.